Well, hello everybody. My name is Lizette Wessling, and I'm just wanting to do a very brief podcast about one of the accessories which you can purchase separately to the R09. It doesn't come with it, obviously, as most people probably know. But I wanted to do this by way of making some contribution back to the BCT list. To the Blind Call Tech site, because I've had so much help from it myself over the last couple of months. Many people have been very generous with their time, and I just wanted to sort of say thank you to everybody. And in doing this, I just want to make this little podcast about the accessory in case anybody else might be have been thinking about buying it, and it might be of some help to them. This I'm talking about the EDOP R09C, which is the cover and mic stand set. Now, this is not the carrying case, which I believe is a separate item, and it's from the sound of it, it sounds like it's bigger because you can carry all the R09 gear in it. This is the cover, which, as the blurb says, allows you to have access to the buttons while it's in its cover. And that's what I'm going to be talking about. There are two things in this package. One of them is the cover. And the other is a mini little tripod thing, which you can screw into the cover and which you can then stand on a table. I can't imagine ever using this really, but we'll come to that later. The first thing really is the cover, which is why I bought it. It's made of leather. I'm fairly sure it is. It smells like leather to me. And the inside of it is sort of soft padded. Like felt, soft padded material. The cover is quite heavy, and I think this is because there is inside at the back, there's a sort of metal disc which is where you screw in the cover stand. So there's a metal disc that's sort of lodged inside inside the leather, in between the felt and the leather. And it's a round metal disc, obviously, and that's where you screw in the stand. So that's the cover feels quite heavy as a result. So let me explain the cover first. At the back, we have a belt loop. It's a loop so that when you have it on your belt, the Edirole R9 is, up the right way, as it were. It's vertical with the mic jack and the line in jack facing up and the bottom facing down. You could, of course, turn it around so it's upside down as well. I'm sure you could, but I think the way it's probably supposed to be is that way. And the belt loop's quite wide. I've got four fingers of my hand in it side by side, and that's quite comfortable. And so it's quite a wide belt loop. At the bottom of this belt loop, there's a metal press stud, which when you undo it, turns the basically the bottom part of the strap comes up, and you then have a sort of a handle, it becomes a handle. You couldn't put it around your wrist because the belt loop's not wide enough to go over your whole hand to go onto your wrist, but you can certainly carry it in your hand as a sort of handle, like in your fist, yes, I suppose. And now underneath this part, on the case, that's where the little hole is, where you would screw it into the tripod. There's just a hole in the case, and that's where you'd screw it in. So I'm just going to put the press stud back in. Directly above this is a metal loop. It's a sort of ring, metal ring, which is firmly attached to the case. And you could hang the Edirole on something. I presume you could put it around your neck, I suppose, if you wanted to. You could have some sort of heavy necklace, and you could actually hang it on something. It's just a really secure metal ring. And on either side of this ring are the press studs, which you can open or close so that you can release the top of the case so that you can put the R09 into it. And that's what I'm going to do now. I'll take the headphones out for a minute, and I'm going to put it in with the bottom first, I'm gonna slide it in now. There we go. It's in. And I'll just put the headphones back in so I can hear what's going on. As it were. Oops. Here we go. Now, the Aranon is now in the case. The press, I'm now facing the unit, and I'm going to close the press studs, which are now away from me because they're at the back, around the back. Oops. One, two. Right, they're now in. It's closed. And now it's just the Aranon is in its case. If I was to turn it round so it was at the, you know, so I was facing the back, I could thread it through my belt or hang it on the plastic, on the metal loop. I'm going to turn it around again now, so it's back to the front. If the bottom of the case is completely leather, it's just a leather base bottom. When you run your fingers up the sides of the machine, you encounter two, on each side there are two stretchy kind of straps which hold it firmly in place. These straps are in different places on each side of the machine because there are different things that you want to access on the different sides, and that there are different places. For example, on the left-hand side, when you run your finger up the left-hand side, the first thing you get to is the power jack, which is exposed, you know, which the rubber strip can open perfectly well with the unit in its case. So, you know, you can plug it into the power. Then you then get to the strap, which holds it in place. Then you get to the mic buttons, the input level, which can be accessed completely. And then you get to the other strap, to the second strap. And then you get to the mic, which is obviously exposed. And similarly, with the right-hand side, the first strap is at the bottom. Then you can reach the hold button, which I'm now doing, on and off. Then you get to then you can access the volume buttons up and down. Then you get to the second strap. Then you can reach the headphone jack, and then you can reach the other mic on the right. So each side has two straps, but they're in different places. They're sort of offset, and these hold it very securely in place. And they're sort of stretchy, but they're very firm, and they feel like they wouldn't. It can never fall out at all. On the front, you can obviously access the display. I thought they would have had a clear plastic window, but they haven't. It's actually, there's a hole in the case, and you can touch the display. And underneath, on the right, there's a little hole in the case, which I assume there must be something underneath that you want to see. I have had a little look, a little feel, and there's some sort of, I've wondered what that thing was on the Eddie Roll. It must be some sort of light. There's a sort of funny, I don't know, I can't describe it. It's just a sort of a little, almost like a notch in the casing of the Eddie Roll, but there must be something there because they've put a hole in the case above it, so you must be able to see through it in some way and see something that you want to see. And then you also then underneath that there's a big square cutout where the cursor square, and those little three buttons poke through, so you can access everything on the unit on the front and on the sides. When you get to the back, if you want to access those buttons at the back, you need to undo the two press studs, and then it's quite easy to slide your hands into the unit and turn on the brace roll off and blah blah blah. Now this seems like a bit of a hassle, but when it's on your belt, as it's designed to be, it's actually very stable, and it's easy to just undo the press studs and quickly change something on the back of the unit. And of course, when you're using the externals, you can hear that a lot, but if you've got external mics, I mean to say, when you're using internal mics, you hear that a lot, but when you're using external mics, it's actually, you know, you really don't hear it very much. At all. I think the thinking is that you're not likely to want to change those as much, those buttons at the back, you know, the AGC and the power, the bass roll off and all that stuff, because that's the sort of thing that you'd set before you start recording, I assume. And I don't think they could have really made it so that those were, I suppose they could have made little tiny holes in the case so you could access the buttons, but I think they probably felt it would, there wouldn't be much case left if they made that accessible as well. So they haven't made those accessible in quite so easy a way as the other ones, but it's perfectly doable. And that is really the case. When it's in its case, it makes the unit feel a bit like a mobile phone. It sort of makes it feel like that, which is... And I certainly like it in its case. It makes me feel more secure with it. You know, if there was the odd splash of rain on it, it wouldn't kill it. It seems to just offer a bit more protection, I would think. It makes it a bit heavier because of the case and the disc inside the case that we'll get to now. The other thing in the package is the tripod, which is a little plastic and metal tripod. It's probably about 5 or 6 or 7 centimetres. I'm not very good with inches. It's about as long as my middle finger, you know, so it's sort of that kind of size. I know we've all got different size fingers, but you sort of get the idea, hopefully. It's got 3 metal legs, which, when it comes out, they're just side by side. 1, 2, 3. And the outer ones, I'll just show you. The outer ones pull away from the middle one, and they pull out quite far, so you can actually make a very splayed sort of triangle, which can just go on a desk. So it's very firm. So when you've done that, you can then unscrew. And I'll explain first. On the top of the tripod, which is now sitting on the desk, there's a little dial, which I'm spinning, which has a screw thread poking out at the top, and you can actually, that's how you screw it on. You turn the screw anti-clockwise, you turn the dial anti-clockwise, and then that's how the eddy roll screws on. I'll just do it. This is like television, but it's not, is it? Yes. So I've undone the strap, the belt loop, and I've put the hole inside the screw thread, and I'm winding the dial anti-clockwise, and it's now in. It's completely screwed in now, and I can now put the eddy roll on the table. At the moment, I've got it angled in a funny way, because there's also a little lever on the. I've got it on the right-hand side, which it's a plastic lever which you can pull away from the tripod, and that releases a swivel top thing so that you can actually angle the R09 in a better way. I've now got it on the tripod, and I can angle it either all the way so it's nearly upright, or all the way back so it's almost upright the other way, and any variation in between. And when you've set it to the right level, you can to the right angle, you can push the lever back again, back in towards the tripod leg, and it keeps it solid. And you can, the eddy roll's now on the tripod, and I'm not touching it, and it's not going to fall because it's very, it's obviously, you know, very well balanced. I'm not sure that I'd ever use this, but anyway, it's there. So I'll take it out now. Take it off. I'm going to unspin the dial clockwise. It's now off, and I'm going to put the belt loop press tug back. And that's that. I'm very glad I've bought this. I probably would have wished for a belt clip rather than a belt loop, simply because some ladies' clothing doesn't have belt opportunities, and orders have pockets, and sometimes it makes it difficult to know how to carry the unit. I don't like carrying it in a bag or an outside coat pocket. I just feel it's less safe, and it gets banged around a bit. I would have liked it to have a belt clip like the Bookport has, but it doesn't. It has a belt loop, and it is very secure. And I'm not sure what else there is to say about it, really. I'm very glad I've bought this. It's been a big investment for me, this unit. We in New Zealand here pay a bit more than you guys do in America because of the exchange rate and the distance and blah, blah. So I feel it keeps my R09 safe. Safer, you know, and it just feels a bit more solid, even though it was already very safe, you know. But I'm very glad I've bought it. I got it from Sound Professionals. They have them. Some places don't stock them, or they run out, but they seem to have them in stock all the time. At least they had when I bought it. I think that's all I need to say, really. If anybody wants to contact me, you can email me at lisettewessling@ihug.co.nz. I'll spell that. It's lisettewessling@ihug.co.nz. That's lizettewessling@ihug.co.nz. I'm not on the list, I'm afraid. It's too much traffic for me, and I have too much in my inbox already, so I can't do that. But I am. If you want to ask any questions about the EdOp R09C, please do. I think I've described it as well as I can. And I hope it's helpful to somebody who might have been considering buying it or not. There are other accessories. I haven't seen any of the other ones. I don't know about the mic. I don't know about the mic stand or the carrying case. But anyway, I will sign off here, and I hope you found this helpful. Bye-bye.